American dream. Or nightmare? A Wednesday. The Chasing Epic Challenge Week 6. In. By loving people more. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them, Matthew 18:20. Think about most of the movies we all watch about heroes. The hero rescues someone, returns them to their loved ones or family, and then rides off, or walks off, into the sunset, alone. It's a classic example of a fundamental American tale, that of a nation built on notions of individualism, a story filled with loners and rugged individualists who suck it up, do what needs to be done, ride off into the sunset, and like it that way. But what if it's all wrong? In reality, loneliness in America can be deadly. Last year, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy declared it an American epidemic, saying that it takes as deadly a toll as smoking upon the population of the United States. Millions of people in America are struggling in the shadows, he said, and that's not right. I remember a friend years ago telling me they felt completely alone. The crazy thing was, we were at a party with tons of people around. It's easy to hide in a crowd, to blend in with the multitude while nursing our inner battles in isolation. The story of friends lowering their paralyzed friend through a roof to get to Jesus demonstrates a profound truth. Real connection often requires overcoming barriers, both physical and metaphorical. It's about breaking through the crowds of superficial interactions and reaching a place of genuine encounter with God and each other. So, challenge yourself this week. Don't let the crowds in your life, whether it's the crowds of busyness, social media, or even indifference, keep you from deep, meaningful connections. Seek out a friend for a heartfelt conversation, or create a space where you can genuinely meet with others. It's what you were designed for. Don't forget, this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to connect with a group by scheduling a time to share a meal or at least hang out. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. Jesus left Tyre and went up to Sidon before going back to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the 10 towns. A deaf man with a speech impediment was brought to him, and the people begged Jesus to lay his hands on the man to heal him. Jesus led him away from the crowd so they could be alone. He put his fingers into the man's ears. Then, spitting on his own fingers, he touched the man's tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed and said, "Ephphatha," which means, "be opened." Instantly the man could hear perfectly, and his tongue was freed, so he could speak plainly. Jesus told the crowd not to tell anyone, but the more he told them not to, the more they spread the news. They were completely amazed and said again and again, "Everything he does is wonderful. He even makes the deaf to hear and gives speech to those who cannot speak." This is Mark 8, 1-10. About this time another large crowd had gathered, and the people ran out of food again. Jesus called his disciples and told them, "I feel sorry for these people. They have been here with me for 3 days, and they have nothing left to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will faint along the way. For some of them have come a long distance. His disciples replied, How are we supposed to find enough food to feed them out here in the wilderness? Jesus asked, How much bread do you have? They replied, 7 loaves. So Jesus told all the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves, thanked God for them, and broke them into pieces. He gave them to his disciples who distributed the bread to the crowd. A few small fish were found too, so Jesus also blessed these and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate as much as they wanted. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 large baskets of leftover food. There were about 4,000 men in the crowd that day, and Jesus sent them home after they had eaten. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 40. Well, my brothers and sisters, let's summarize. When you meet together, one will sing, another will teach, another will tell some special revelation God has given, one will speak in tongues, and another will interpret what is said. But everything that is done must strengthen all of you. No more than 2 or 3 should speak in tongues. They must speak one at a time, and someone must interpret what they say. But if no one is present who can interpret, they must be silent in your church meeting and speak in tongues to God privately. Let 2 or 3 prophets speak, and let the others evaluate what is said. But if someone is prophesying and another person receives a revelation from the Lord, the one who is speaking must stop. In this way, all who prophesy will have a turn to speak, one after the other, so that everyone will learn and be encouraged. Remember that people who prophesy are in control of their spirit and can take turns. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the meetings of God's holy people. Women should be silent during the church meetings. It is not proper for them to speak. They should be submissive, just as the law says. If they have any questions, they should ask their husbands at home, for it is improper for women to speak in church meetings. Or do you think God's word originated with you Corinthians? Are you the only ones to whom it was given? If you claim to be a prophet or think you are spiritual, you should recognize that what I am saying is a command from the Lord Himself. But if you do not recognize this, you yourself will not be recognized. So, my dear brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy, and don't forbid speaking in tongues. But be sure that everything is done properly and in order. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.